parents aren't suggesting that the dress code be done away with altogether. Clothing that exposes, you know, buttocks, nipples, you know, anything that leads to nudity, that's completely not appropriate. You know, there are also rules against clothes with drugs and alcohol or obscene language. In this dress code, students can't wear coats in the classroom, and the reasons for these rules are pretty evident, and they don't seem to be targeted at one gender or the other. So what we're talking about here is a rule that seems to unfairly target female students when you break it down. Short shorts and belly shirts and spaghetti strap tank tops aren't in fashion for boys right now. It's pretty clear that Erickson is referring only to female students. And the coded language here, and I apologize if this is blunt, seems to be that girls' clothing has the potential to sexually arouse young men, which then distracts them from learning.
Isn't part of the problem that these are the fashions that are being sold to young girls today?
I want to stress that these female students are by and large wearing clothing which can be found in the junior section of any department store. Women and girls wear sleeveless tops during hot weather, whether you're talking about camisoles or blouses. I mean, that's just where fashion has been for over a decade now.
Are you suggesting that if there is going to be a dress code for girls, that there be a dress code for boys, and that boys shouldn't be allowed to take their shirts off at, say, a hot day?
Absolutely. And actually, if you don't mind, I did pull up Erickson's direct quote here. It's, there should be no bare shoulders, no visible bra straps, or no midriff showing, and shirts that show excessive cleavage are also not appropriate for school. And that seems clear that she's not talking about boys wearing sleeveless tops or boys going shirtless. She's specifically speaking to female students. The principal does have the power to make the final decision about appropriate dress code, but in this case, the parents are asking her to reconsider. You know, the rules are outdated and they punish female students for what male students might hypothetically do or say. So if the dress code is revised, which is what the parents want, language that targets girls should be taken out. If bare shoulders aren't okay, put a rule in there that says all students must wear shirts with sleeves, emphasis on the all, or something like shorts and pants must cover students' entire bottoms, because then you're not singling out just the female students.
What response have parents gotten so far who have mentioned this to the school administration?
The school administration has been absolutely silent on this subject. The parents have sent multiple emails. They've called Shelley Erickson's office. You know, there has been no response. And, you know, I understand that it might be, you know, a little bit, intimidating to get a barrage of questions from multiple parents, but administrators are paid to address questions like this and, you know, to respond to concerns of parents.
Isn't there a broader issue here that maybe styles for young girls have gone a bit too far? Maybe the stuff that is on the racks is a little too extreme.
Absolutely. One can make the argument that young girls' clothing is a little sexier than it used to be, but that's sort of an issue that's got to be addressed more broadly with advertisers, with manufacturers.
Some would say there's a good reason for girls not to expose their midriff at school or to wear something that is too low cut.
The objection that the parents are raising right here is that when you tell girls that they can't wear certain clothing into the classroom, and it's important to note that we're assuming that this is clothing that would be perfectly acceptable to wear out in public, we're sending the message that the female students are responsible for the thoughts and behavior of male students in addition to their own. That's a lot of responsibility. And it ties in directly with the phenomenon of victim blaming. We've all heard the argument before that a survivor of rape somehow provoked the attack because of what she was wearing. You know, the perpetrator just couldn't help himself because her skirt was too short or she was showing too much cleavage. And the parents feel that female students are made to take responsibility for how male students might react to their bodies. You know, it's a lot of pressure on young girls when they're also trying to earn good grades and, you know, do well in extracurriculars and figure out their identities, you know.
We're talking about 5th to 8th grade girls. This is a very sensitive time for them, isn't it? They're struggling with body image all the time.
It's important to note that in a lot of cases, probably has never occurred to many of these female students that they're being seen as sex objects. Again, we're talking about 5th to 8th graders. You know, it's got a potential to embarrass them at a point when they're trying to cope with puberty and become comfortable with their own bodies. You know, another point that we talked about in the blog post was that clothing does not fit every girl the same. You know, this isn't the 1940s when, you know, you still took your clothing to a tailor or your mother tailored it for you at home. You know, what looks a certain way on a thin girl might not look the same on a larger girl. So it's harder for large-breasted girls to find tops that fit. And a lot of times, no matter what they do, the tops expose cleavage. And it's not intended to be sexual at all. It's just merely the way their bodies are built.
There's also another question here about teaching boys to be respectful of girls no matter what they're wearing.
That is absolutely important. And nobody disagrees that adolescent boys are hormonal. You know, both sexes are when they're going through puberty. But part of transitioning to adulthood is learning to control your language and your behavior. You know, it's insulting to the intelligence of male students to suggest that they won't be able to focus in class if they look at a female student's bare shoulders. I mean, it's ridiculous. Probably the most important part of this issue is what actually happens when you send a girl to the office because you've decided she shouldn't be wearing a tank top in school is that you're disrupting her learning. I mean, no preteen girl wants to spend the rest of the day wearing dirty gym clothes. You know, it's humiliating. She doesn't want to play phone tag with a parent trying to arrange for a new set of clothes to be brought to school. That's taking time away from the classroom. You know, are standards for male students different than standards for female students? Because right now, we've got a double standard.